for the latest in the Alexandrina district. Let's have a chat now with Mayor Keith Parks. How's it going, Mayor?
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? And good morning to your listeners. It's all going good.
Great.
But we needed that rain. It's good.
Oh, big time. Now, the Sugars Beach public consultation is open. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy about this because there's lots of opinions out there. Is it a stripped back version of what was initially leaked or proposed to the media?
I respect the fact that it's a very controversial topic within the community, which is good. It's good that people are letting us know what they think. Certainly, it's out for consultation. Some of the graphics in the consultation are still a bit over the top to what was ever intended to be there, really. But it's just the consultation. So the idea is to really just get people's opinions on whether they think certain components should be done. There's about five or six different ideas, whether they think like a viewing platform in one area or a boardwalk is appropriate. What priority do they put place on those components? We certainly know that we need to have some nice toilets down there. So they're approved in our current financial year's budget. So the toilets are going, will be going ahead. But there's also a question in there. There's a couple of options as where we could locate those toilets. So we just get people's opinions on that. And we'll work on it. Anything going on from the toilets is purely dependent on funding from both the state and federal government. So I wouldn't hold my breath on that at the moment, the way things are. I think we just get people's ideas, then we know for the future what people would like to see there, and then we can come back and say, you wanted a viewing platform at the main lookout. This is what we're proposing to do. You're happy with that? At least we know what to think of into the future, but it's into the future, but it's just good to know. And it takes all the misinformation and stops people worrying about what might happen there. Because it's a pristine environment down there. It's alongside the Lari National Park, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful part of the world, and we want to keep it looking nice.
And how about the Coorong Cafe? Because they were worried about the fact that they might lose their position in the Sugars Beach. Is that still something that the council's looking into?
No. The Coorong Cafe are solid as rock. We want them there. That we're working with them on options as far as certainly council's approved to extend there and give them a firm commitment as far as tenancy there on their lease. But we'd also like to make that even more permanent for them. So we're just going through those negotiations with them now on what they would like. But the overall message is they're there to stay as far as we're concerned.
What I might do is put up a local news story with the My Say Alexandrina website so people can check it out and have their say. And you've got until the 4th of September, so that'll be on our website.
Yeah. That's terrific. Thanks,
yes.
Jenny. That's good.
Not a problem. With us at the moment is the Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks. There's going to be an upgrade of a boat ramp, I hear.
So it's number 19 boat ramp, which is down beyond the barrages on the mainland side of the channel, going out towards the Coorong and the Murray Mouth. It's quite a significant parking area there, and it's a good access point into the Coorong. If you're on a trailer boat, you don't need to worry about going through the lock. So it makes it very convenient, but it needs some substantial upgrades. The ramp itself's not too bad, but it does need extending and some work doing. The jetty structures there are falling apart. Also, the problems as far as security down there, and so we need to upgrade that so that we're not getting vandalism and people's property damage while they're out boating. It's a great facility, but we just got to make it so that it's more user-friendly, and it's a great access point. A lot of people love going down there fishing and going down the Coorong and looking at the birds and all the wildlife down there. It's just a lovely time of the year down there and very popular. So, but the works on there have been, contracts have been let, and they're about to start work. It's there to be finished by Christmas.
Does that, though, mean that in the next few months it'll be out of action?
Yes, so it'll be out of action. They'll actually have to close the road. So the road access to that area will be closed. Because there's a significant amount of machinery, there's dredging and excavation to be done. Any dredging and excavating of the riverbed to do all the work they're doing, that material has got to be put on land and drained before it can be removed. So there's a lot of big machinery and a lot of heavy components down there to do. And they just, you know, we want to get on with it and get it done without any messing around. So the easiest way is close access to it and let's get on with it and get it ready for summer.
Great. So that's between next Wednesday and sometime in December, alternative ramp access.
We've got a couple of ramps on Highmarshall. We've got the Mundu Channel ramp, which is excellent, an excellent ramp, which also gives you access down into the Coorong. And there is a ramp on Sugars Avenue, at Sugars, just near the cafe at Sugars Beach. It's not really, that one's not really suitable for larger boats. It's ideal for a little tinny. But it's got a bit of a rocky reef alongside it and it's pretty shallow. So I would suggest Mundu Channel would be the best option if you want to launch to go into the Coorong.
Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. There's a feeling in the air at the moment, isn't there, Keith? There's something coming up.
Time. Council election.
Oh,
every four
yes.
years.
Yep.
You've got to go through it, reapply for your job every 4 years. That's it.
Yep.
It's a great thing to do if people feel they'd like to get involved and have an input into what goes on in council and what affects our communities, because it's the most important role of the elected members on council is to bring the message from the community to the council so that the council is given information and direction which the community want. It's not really all about individual ideas. It's more about we're a messenger service from the community to the administration to make sure we're doing everything appropriately. So it's rewarding. It's the amount of time that you put into it is really up to the individual. There obviously are some things you have to do, like go to meetings and briefings and things. There's a lot of reading after hours, but you know it's very satisfying and very enjoyable, and it's a great thing to do for your community. So I'd encourage anybody keen to come along and have an input into how things are happening around the place. It'd be great. It's not based on people's qualifications or academic background. It's just based on your desire to serve your community. So nominations are opening on Tuesday, the 23rd of August.
That's this coming Tuesday. Yep.
And so they open then and they close at midday on Tuesday, the 6th of September. So it's only a couple of weeks, the period for nominations. You can just go to alexandrina.sa.gov.au/elections2022. There'll be a whole lot of information on there and directions through to the Electoral Commission. So, yeah, we get the nominations in, and then on that Tuesday the 6th, we'll get to find out who's nominated for what roles, and then we'll start the process then through to the elections in early November.
Great. Monday, the 29th of August, there's an information session, 11 Cadell Street in Goolwa.
Yeah. Anybody that's not thinking of nominating or has already made their mind up, they're going to nominate, still encourage them to come along and listen. We're doing such sessions in Yankalilla and Victor Harbour as well. And Mayor Maura Jenkins will be speaking at our one in Goolwa, so that we sort of we get somebody from not from the area talking. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the one at Yankalilla, and so we're sharing it around. But it's be a great session, and it's people can come along and have a listen, and they can ask questions and get honest answers and get an insight into what it's all about.
Is there? I know it's not necessarily a paid position, but is there much of a stipend, or do you get any compensation?
There is an allowance. I'll take a guess, and I'll say it's around about $18,000 a year for an elected member, and it's paid quarterly in advance. Then there are some other benefits as far as any travel. Travel that's council on council business, not just part of your role as a councillor, but additional travel that you're doing, attending, might go to Adelaide to a meeting or something, you get compensated for your travel, and you know, just you get IT equipment, support with a mobile phone, a computer and printer, you will support it. And we've got people within administration to support elected members also. You wouldn't do it for the money.
No, of course.
You do it because you love to do it.
Yeah.
But you get a little bit of an allowance to compensate you for your time and running around.
Great. Oh, well, here's hoping the next couple of months go well. Thank you so much for your time today, Mayor Keith Parks.
Thanks, Jenny. Nice talking to you, and take care, and we'll talk to you soon.